This KFK podcast is presented by Bank of Colorado. There's only one Greeley, one team like the UNC Bears, and one bank who cheers as loud as you do. Bank of Colorado, proud partner of UNC Athletics, member FDIC.
Hey, this is Kaz, voice of the Denver Nuggets. Good to be back on KFKA, baby.
Tell him the story, Mike, how I Steinered it. That's our new phrase here on the whole show. Jeff, you're going to learn this. If you get something wrong, it's okay. We just say you Steinered it, because that's what happened to me when we're talking about, you know, a really good Colorado State basketball player that I like to watch in Brandon Recksteiner, how I missed the story. I knew he was the son of a wrestler. I assumed it was the wrestlers you see in singlets and the ear pad, the ear thingies, the ear guards. That's what. And then suddenly somebody said, "No, he's a WWE guy." And I said, "Recksteiner, Steiner," and then it all suddenly started to unwrap in my brain. Jeff Schmidt joining me, owner of Schmidt Performance Basketball Training. Got a chance to meet Jeff for a cup of coffee a few weeks ago, maybe before the holidays. We just started talking basketball. And, of course, I wanted to get you in here and talk basketball with you and maybe a few other things, man. How are you, my friend?
I'm great. Thanks for having me on. I appreciate it.
Oh, we're going to be because you're a CSU guy, like as far as season tickets and all that stuff.
Yeah, we have season tickets.
And then where did you go to college again? Didn't you go to
I went to Fresno State.
You went to Fresno State, so you joined the dark side. And are you torn tonight at all in this game,
no,
or how does that
no,
work for you?
You know, I live in Colorado now. I live in Fort Collins. So
you completely made that change.
It is my alma mater, so it's kind of split, but... But, you know, I live here now, and this is where my wife actually works at CSU. So
it makes it a bit easier.
Yeah, absolutely. I do have a really close friend who is on the staff at Fresno State. So, you know, I love him, but... You know, I'm a little split, but if I'm going to a CSU game, I am rooting for CSU.
But if you're just watching it on, I think it's on the Mount West Network tonight. If you're just watching the game, who are you rooting for?
I just want to see a good game.
You just want to see a good game. That's a great political answer right there.
You know, if someone says, "Hey, Jeff, what's your NBA team?" I don't really have an NBA team. I would like to watch good basketball. So that's kind of where I gravitate.
Well, you are a teacher of the game, but I'm guessing you're also a student of the game still, because you're constantly absorbing basketball that maybe you're utilizing for what you're doing in your training every single day.
Absolutely. You know, that's a big part of it too. You know, watching games and watching film, I try to push that on our players to do that. You'd be surprised on how many kids who play basketball don't really watch games. And I just think that's crazy. I think that's something that needs to be, you know, that's the low-hanging fruit that kids can jump in right away and start learning from by just watching.
Now, when you say they're not watching games, are they just watching clips now? Is that what it is? They just see highlights and stuff? Yeah, they're not actually watching full games?
Maybe they're just looking at the scores. I really don't know. I mean, we're in the information age where they can get information quick and they can, you know, they can look at highlights. And I really don't know, to be honest.
It's a funny story. One of my neighbors, kid's out playing basketball. You know, he's got his shirt off. You know, he's doing that. He's a tough guy. And it was like during a commercial or something. I'm outside taking the dog to the bathroom or something. I'm like, "Hey, man, you big basketball guy?" He's like, "Oh, yeah, obsessed." I'm like, "Who's your favorite team?" He's like, "The Mavericks." And I think it was last year. The Mavericks were in the play-in or whatever. Mm-hmm. I was like, "Oh, so you're on the game. You're watching the game right now." And he's like, Didn't even know they were playing. I was like, "You're not a Mavericks fan." Okay, never mind. But just different with me. If growing up, Nuggets were on. Don't talk to me, man.
Sure.
It's just I'm in this world right now. So it is kind of interesting to see.
They're
that.
Fun to watch. Oh. You know, again, that's good basketball. And so I am a fan of the Nuggets, and like what I really love watching them play. You know, the Joker is a one of a kind player that you will never see again. And so you got to enjoy it while you can. It's kind of like when Michael Jordan was playing. You got to watch him. You got to go watch him play live, because it's not going to last very long.
All right. So I'm on your website just making sure. I wanted to make sure I get everything spelled right, all that stuff. There's a picture of you sitting right next to Michael Jordan.
Michael Jordan, man.
Take me through that moment. What was that day?
Well, I've been blessed. I've been lucky. A friend of mine who was a mentor, Dave Severns, used to coach at Jordan Camp. And so, you know, he finally got me in one year, and it was an amazing experience. I mean, it's like, you know, you meet your hero face to face, you shake his hand, you know. It's not like I am best friends with the guy, but I was able and blessed to work his camp for 12 years.
Wow.
And so he did a camp in Santa Barbara, California, 700 kids, two sessions, full week and a half. And it was an amazing experience. And it kind of dropped a little bit when he became the owner of the Charlotte Hornets.
Sure.
And so he couldn't do as much in the camp as he used to, but he was there every day. You know, he was there, you know, meeting the kids and talking to the kids. He'd go play golf and come back, and he'd talk to the kids a little bit more each day. So just a great experience and to hear him and his stories and learn a little bit from him and the people were around him, you know, was just really a really cool thing.
I wanted to bring that up. I think I wanted to bring it up last time. We just didn't get to it. Jeff Schmidt joining us in studio, in the Aloe Fiber Studios, owner of a Schmidt Performance Basketball Training. So what age is I want to get to this, and then I want to start talking, you know, get into some storylines surrounding basketball. But give me the age range of kids of people that you're working with.
Well, anywhere, but, you know, I can work with anybody. I'm a teacher for 22 years, so I know how to teach, and I love teaching, and that's my passion. But third grade all the way to college, and we even have worked with some pros in the past. So,
wow.
Most of our clients, I would say, are falling the high school range.
Okay. Well, you've even had like CSU guys stop by once in a while, say what's up.
Yeah, we, you know, right before COVID, you know, David Roddy would help us, Nick Bassett, Isaiah Stevens came in the gym quite a bit. I've worked with some of the girls on the CSU team as well in the past. We're trying to connect to the community as much as we can. And I think with the way we do our philosophy of things, people really love working with us.
What is your kind of philosophy as far as, you know, because again, it's a mixed bag depending on the parents you talk to. Because mm-hmm. there's some parents that are like, hey, Jeff, I want my kid to be, I want Joker to pass him the ball at some point. I want him to be on the Nuggets. Or, hey, Jeff, I just want him to have fun. I want her to have fun. You know, it's not life or death. We just want him to have a different activity. I'm sure you kind of get all avenues there as far as guys that are diehard and maybe just some that are trying to just pick up the game of basketball.
It's really a research evidence-based approach. And so we like to try and make our workouts and our practice look as much like the game as possible. So when you talk about Joker and Steph Curry and players like that who are very adaptable players, you can't create those types of players in a traditional environment. Cones aren't going to help you be a better player like Joker, you know? So we do a lot of things that we do is really how the game looks. And so trying to transfer as many skills to what the game looks like is kind of what we do. And so, you know, the environment we create is very important. And then how kids relate in that environment. And then we add constraints. So if a kid's needs to work on his weak hand, we'll add constraints to where they have to work on their weak hand and then score it that way. So it's a very learning, safe environment where it's competitive and very creative for the kids.
And you're getting, like I said, you're getting, you know, youngsters coming in that just want to learn the very beginning, the basics of basketball, but you're also getting guys that come to you, gals that come to you that are getting into that high school world, maybe even early college scene, that are looking to advance their game so they can play at that next level too. So to me, it's like you're covering all bases there, the kids that want to achieve the most out of this game or just want to learn how to do it so they can, you know, not look, you know, too terrible when they're out on the floor.
No, absolutely. You know, it's adjustable. And so depending on the kid and where they're at, we meet them where they're at, and we can turn it up or turn it down depending on where the kid's at to get the most out of, you know, where, you know, what they need to do to be efficient in games, efficient on the court. So
do you see now with your development and training, I mean, you get in this, like you said, you're a teacher, you're a diehard basketball guy, you're a teacher, you mix that together and you open up a business like this. Mm-hmm. And from what I know from your reputation, by the way, talk to several of the coaches I talk to, all know Jeff Schmidt, man. So that's cool. They all like you, talk about you. That's great. They know you know your stuff. But at the same time, being able to go with certain trends in sports now. I mean, when Steph Curry stormed onto the scene, it was the three ball. And some people hated that and said, hey, this is ruining basketball because now we're teaching kids to just launch. We're not going into a lot of other fundamentals. Steph does a lot more than that. But if you're just like basic watching, mm-hmm. And then you see guys like Joker. okay, he's a passer, big man, all that stuff. Then you see Shai Gilgeous-Alexander get to the rim. Worst case scenario, you're getting fouled. Best case, you get in easy and make two. How does that change your approach when training kids? Does trends in basketball change your approach at all?
Well, you know, being a evidence-based or research-based coach, I'm ahead of it, I think, as far as those trends
okay.
go. I think, you know, we stay with what the NBA is doing, what the college is doing, but we try to do what's best for translating transferring skills to the basketball court. So, you know, again, you know, we try to play out of a principles-based approach. So, principles of play, you know, a lot of concepts instead of running plays. I think kids, they're not robotic when they run out of concepts compared to a team that runs a bunch of patterns that they have to memorize and they become robotic.
Yeah.
You'll see it, especially at the younger ages, that kids are very robotic because they have to memorize the play or they have to be robotic and do the certain things instead of learning how to play. And I think that's kind of where our approach is and that's kind of where we come from. And I think that's what's best for kids and really moving into the future of the game. You watch OKC, you watch the Celtics, you watch the list goes on and on. Denver Nuggets, they're running concepts. They are not running a lot of plays. So playbooks are shortening. Concepts are becoming more of the trend in the NBA and overseas and in Europe as well. And so we, you know, that's the way of the future. And we're practicing that way at Schmidt Performance.
I think that's fascinating because I was one of those kids for the longest time where it was just memorizing where I need to go, not necessarily looking for the openings that where you need to go creates. You're not looking for that stuff. You're just thinking, I got to get from point A to point B, now to point C. But in the middle of point B to point C, there's an opening here. Take it. I didn't learn that stuff until later in my high school career.
Right. You watch enough youth basketball, even in high school, you can see it, where they have to run the play. The coaches run the play.
Yeah.
Execute the play.
Right.
The kids are trying to execute the play. There's a wide open layup. They don't take it.
Yeah.
They're trying to execute
the play. I
got to go
screen this guy over here. Yeah.
Coach is going to take me out if I don't do
yeah.
it. And that's, you know, that's not the way the game should be played. We need to make kids confident, and we need to make kids understand principles. So when they get on the court, they know exactly what to do and they don't have to overthink things.
I love that. Man, that's eye-opening to me. I love that. You're sticking with us for a bit, right?
Absolutely.
Jeff? A couple more minutes here. 11:39, the time. We do need to take a break. I want to pick Jeff's brain about basketball. Let's talk CSU. Let's talk UNC. Sundance Wicks has got maybe something cooking there in Wyoming. Tad Boyle, not too bad either. So we'll talk college basketball. The Nuggets, how they're able to do what they're doing with everybody out. They might call Jeff up, actually. They're getting that many guys down. Jeff, you, me, Michael, what do you think? Run a little three-man game?
You know, my days of playing are over. I like being on the side.
I still think you might be able to take Michael back there one-on-one. I don't know. What do you think?
My days of playing were never.
Okay, yes, very good. Says the Star Wars guy. 40 minutes
Star
after.
Trek.
Yep. Let's get the latest on the local Sports Flash.
This is Mark Johnson, voice of the Colorado Buffaloes, and you're listening to The Hull Show with my buddy Brady Hull on 1310 KFKN.
I don't know, Jeff. You look like you're still in pretty good shape, man. You could get out there and throw the ball around a little bit.
Well, I have to move a little bit. I do hire younger guys to go out there and play defense against the players so I don't have to hurt myself. You know, I'm having surgery on Thursday.
Oh, no kidding.
It's because I'm getting old. But it'll be good. It'll be good. It's a small procedure, but yeah.
But all pretty standard type stuff.
Listen, I have to be on the court, so I have to take care of myself. But, you know, playing days, you know.
No pickup games, anything like that? Or still able to do?
Used to. Yeah. Not as much as I used to, but yeah.
I tried, what was it, like 7 years ago, a buddy of mine, he was still fit and playing basketball every day. And he's like, hey, you should come meet me at this church. We're doing like early morning basketball, like 5:30 in the morning. I was like, yeah, I'll give it a shot. I like to get up early. That's not a problem. Get there and like, there's just firemen. They're all firemen. They're all in like ridiculous shape. And I go up and I'm like, here we go. Rain dance for the free throw line. Air ball. And I got, guy looks at me and he's like, we got to take better shots than that. We got to take smart shots. And I'm like,
you didn't know what you walked into.
I'm done here. I'm not ready for this kind of commitment on basketball. I like to play pickup, but when you get like the diehards in there, That's a little too much for me at this stage.
Yeah, fouling you when the game's on the line, hurting you. Yeah. No, I've had two knee surgeries, so in the same knee, I gotta be careful.
You gotta tone it down. Yeah, you gotta tone it down. Jeff Schmidt joining us, owner of Schmidt Performance Basketball Training. Love what you do, and I know we're gonna learn more and more about your message as our relationship grows here. But you're also a fan. I mean, you're a big basketball fan.
Basketball junkie.
You said you're not really a big, like, you don't have an NBA team. You just like to watch it. As far as the colleges, you being in Northern Colorado, I know you go to CSU games. You pay attention to a little bit of what Coach Smiley's doing at UNC. Am I right on this? Like, I feel like we're kind of spoiled here in this area. Even going down to Boulder with Tad Boyle, we have some really unique great coaches in this area. Ali Farouk, Manesh Boyle.
Really good.
I mean, Sundance Wicks
Nico
up there in Wyoming.
Nico was a great coach.
Nico's doing some interesting things there in Minnesota. But it's a very interesting pool of coaches here in this area.
You know, you got a good mixture of young coaches and veteran coaches, you know?
Yeah.
Coach Smiley's kind of in the middle. I wouldn't call him a new coach, but, you know, Tad Boyle's been doing it a long time, but he's been doing it locally. Ali's first year, you know, Coach Sundance, man, he is a really good coach, you know, and Coach Smiley's killing it at UNC. It's a really good competitive, really good basketball to watch around here, and the coaches are top notch. Some of them may or may not stay for very long, so you got to enjoy it.
Yeah, I think, and I love Smiley. I do a weekly podcast with him, but I've been saying this for years. The second he gets through that Big Sky Conference tournament and actually punches that ticket to the big dance, I would imagine, I don't know, I know his kids are sticking around and all that stuff, but man, he's going to have to, he'll get some job offers.
Oh, absolutely. You know, Coach Smiley, a little background, Coach Smiley played for a guy named Don Meyer, who's a Hall of Fame, legendary coach. I had the opportunity to meet him in person. He did a coaching clinic in Fresno when I was coaching in Fresno.
No kidding.
And I did the same clinic. And I was in awe. Also, Bobby Hurley Sr. was there as well. So Bobby Hurley's a legendary Hall of Fame coach as well. Just an unbelievable experience. And I really got to, you know, get to know him a little bit in the two or three days he was there. And great wife and just a really humble, great person. And just I can see where Coach Smiley gets his, you know, his knowledge of the game.
Yeah, he talks about him quite a bit, and Smiley actually wrote a book about him too. And I want to, like, that's on my
list.
I want to read. Yeah, I'll pick it up. And I already told Smiley, I was like, I know it's not media professional. I'm having him sign it for me because I think it's going to be worth $1 million.
Yeah, I've read Don Meyer's book. It's just, you know,
is it good? Is it really
very, very good?
I'll have to check that out
too.
It is impressive. How about Ali Farouk Manesh? I mean, pretty decent start for him. They've obviously kind of run into some of these top tier teams, Utah State's and the Mountain West, but they ran into some injuries, too. Mamba just kind of getting back into the fold. Maybe we'll see Kyle Jorgensen tonight. But this isn't a unique team, different a bit from Nico Medved's. This is very much a three-point shooting team. They're kind of living and dying by that three ball.
Yeah, early they were shooting unbelievable.
Ridiculous.
As good as I've seen a college team shoot the ball, you know, after about 8-10 games. But, you know, a lot of these teams have had a lot of film on them and you know, tried to slow down what their strengths were in the beginning of the season. And, you know, you add some injuries to that. You know, you're going to go through these ups and downs in the season. And I think they're just trying to find their way. And it's a tough league, you know. And, you know, day in, day out, it's hard, especially on the road, to go and get wins. So, you know, I think they'll figure it out. They've got a great coaching staff. They have some really talented. They're deep. So they've been able to kind of, you know, keep the wheels going even with some injuries. But, you know, I think they'll figure it out as they get through the league.
Jeff, we'll take one more break and we'll wrap up on the other side. Love having you in here, man. Great job, by the way. You're doing fantastic.
Thanks.
Jeff Schmidt, owner of Schmidt Performance Basketball Training, here on The Whole Show, powered by Mosquito Joe. Mosquitoes aren't attacking yet, but the time will come. We'll be right back.
Broncos are in the playoffs, and we have the games and talk you need. Northern Colorado's voice, 103.1 and 1310 KFKA.
This is Harrison Wynn with DNVR Nuggets. You're listening to The Whole Show on 1310 KFKA.
This is fun because there's a lot going on. There's a lot of interesting football conversations, but we are hot and heavy into the basketball stuff with the Nuggets. Somehow, what did I say they were, Mike? Did I say they were 4-3 without Joker? I figured it'd be the opposite, if not worse. Somehow, Jeff Schmidt joining us, by the way, owner of Schmidt Performance Basketball Training, just a knower of basketball. We connected. We quickly got to become friends, and so I'm going to be bringing Jeff on from time to time talking hoops with us. But aren't you amazed that the Nuggets, I mean, is that David Adelman? Is that coaching? Is that the difference we're seeing with this team staying afloat without one of the best players in the world?
It's definitely coaching. It could also be kind of a system, but you know, they're all pros at the end of the day, you know, and so it also gives other guys a chance to show they can play in the league. And so you see guys stepping up and getting their opportunities as well. And so, you know, it's a good organization. Good organizations win, and they find ways to win. You look at the Celtics. They don't have, you know, their star player.
Yeah, sure.
You know, so Jason Tatum. So they can still win. It's about executing. It's believing in the coaching and the system and then, you know, going out and showing what they can do, especially the guys that don't get as much playing time. But they have a pretty good bench this year compared to other years.
They're very deep. They're back at it tonight. Now, on top of the injuries, there's apparently a flu going through the locker room, too. So we'll see if they can survive this. Jeff, we got about a minute here. If you are sitting down to watch a basketball game and you have your choice, which one are you watching, NBA or college basketball?
NBA.
NBA. That's where I am, too.
I believe that the NBA stays on top of new trends, and it's more exciting to watch. I think the college game is exciting, especially when it comes to tournament time. But I think, you know, looking at the evidence-based training and things like that, I think they're just a little bit behind. I think it's very traditional. I think it's very, you know, hand-me-down from year after year rather than being open to learning new strategies, new philosophies of how to play and be more effective.
Yeah, I'm right there with you, too. I like to watch a good college basketball game, but NBA for me, too. Jeff, before we leave, throw out that website, man, for people that they can check your website out. They've got kiddos. They're thinking about taking them to the next level when it comes to hooping.
Yeah, if anyone is interested to getting more information, coaches want to reach out, you can go right to my website. It's www.schmidtperformance.org, and you can kind of fill out a form on there and I can reach out to you.
All right, man. I've been on the website. Great work by you, and I'm excited to learn more and more about you as a guy, but also a basketball guy. So, Jeff, thanks for coming by today.
Brady, thanks for having me on. I appreciate it.
All right,
Thank you. That was fun.
We'll talk to you very soon. All right, coming up next, Mike, we got top stories of the day. Mike Brohard will join us. Big one for Colorado State tonight. Josh Allen's history in the playoffs. The Wicked Witch of the West is gone. What does that mean for Buffalo Bills superstar against this Broncos team? And can the defense really be the ones to carry them all the way? It's the whole show, powered by Mosquito Joe. Top stories next.
This KFK podcast is presented by Bank of Colorado. There's only one Greeley, one team like the UNC Bears, and one bank who cheers as loud as you do. Bank of Colorado, proud partner of UNC Athletics, member FDIC.